It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Jake, Ray, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Then who do you think they give you?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just
now. When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry.
I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. Man, beautiful day outside today.
Awesome.
After yesterday, it's great.
What are we doing in here?
I don't know. It's so nice outside.
We should do like a remote from a mountaintop.
It's just gorgeous. It really is. It's beautiful. It's what we get for living in Colorado. So yesterday's impossible question. In 2020, the average, I think Charlie and I got this right, actually. 2020, the average was 28 of these per month, up from 16.9 per month in 2018. Brazilians, don't ask me where this stat comes from, average about 46. What's the number four? Oh, you did, Charlie? Okay. Oh, somebody guessed coffee yesterday as well. That was wrong. This is spam phone calls. I get more than 28 a month, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding?
I get far more than that.
I get several a day.
I do, too. Charlie, do you? You get, yeah. I don't know where this 28 number is coming from because I get way more than that in a month.
If you go get your phone number changed, how long before they start finding you?
I think it depends on what forms you fill out because everybody sells your stuff.
Yeah, and I don't want to do it anyway because it's such a mess having to go back through everybody I know, businesses and everybody, and get them the right number.
I've had like the same cell phone number for 20 plus years.
Yeah, me too.
At least. Maybe longer.
No wonder we get hit up so much. Either that or they think we're Brazilian.
One of the two. One of the two.
Yeah.
I actually, my number that I have now, those of you that are still, you know, a little bit older maybe remember this, but when Nextel was Nextel and not a part of Sprint, that's where my phone number that I have today still originated from.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what back then did you guys have like two cups and a long piece of string?
Well, and then a little chirp thing with it, you know, the Nextel had the chirp walkie-talkie thing.
I remember the flip phones. Those were kind of fun. Those were very Star Trek-y.
I have a bunch of those.
Do you still?
I'm not joking. I've got a whole box of just, you know, from, you know, having
why
a company.
Why do we keep those things? I keep them too. I have no idea why.
I've got like every make and model you can imagine all in a box.
You know, one of these days we need to do a show on things that you keep, even though you haven't touched them in at least 5 years.
I mean,
because there are things that we keep in our homes that we haven't touched for at least 5 years, and old cell phones has to lead the way.
I just keep it, I guess, for, I don't know, nostalgic. I should have kept the old Motorola Classic I had, the old brick phone. I had one of those back in the day.
Oh, wow.
You know, like Gordon Gekko. He's ginormous. All right, today's impossible question. We'll ask this in the 5 o'clock hour. In the meantime, you can as well on the 560 KLZ 560 Facebook page. According to a new survey, people will wait 9 days after discovering the problem before they do this. Do what? People will wait 9 days after discovering the problem before they do this. Do what?
You know, I would think it has to be car related.
9 days?
Yeah. You realize something's wrong with the car, but it takes you nine. Look, because it's a pain, John. You got to get it into the shop. You've got to arrange your life and make sure, hey, can I find a way around in the meantime? Unless you're smart and go to extreme, then you can get a car.
No, but, you could be right. This is, and I don't want to say this because it sounds really bad on my part, but you know, this is one thing in life I never, ever, ever have had to worry about is a car problem, ever.
Well, you constantly fix your own cars,
and I just and
do
I've
you
always,
still do that? By the way, I mean in
depends.
This day and age,
depends
you're so
it
busy.
It depends on what it is. Yeah.
Do you change your own oil?
Yes. I do, actually.
I do not.
Yeah.
I actually hire a butler to do it.
That works, too.
It's very expensive.
Works great.
I don't know. I can't. I don't, no, do, I think, no, I don't think do anything in my own car.
I think you have a good answer because knowing the industry, I think people wait that long, yes.
Check engine light. After 5 days, mine switches over to check driver light.
People usually just put the black tape on it and keep driving. Dan, are you listening? I think that's Dan's method. Just put black tape over it and keep going.
After 5 more days, it says yell at husband light.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll come right back. Andy does have, believe it or not, a new movie review today.
I do.
So we'll do that.
I'm excited about this,
folks.
What is
it? What do we got?
It's Raya and the Last Dragon. And, folks, we got a little bit of a blockbuster on our hands. Disney's going all out.
All right, speaking of Extreme Auto Repair, as Andy just mentioned a moment ago, don't wait 9 days to get that vehicle in and get it fixed. Do it now. Anything that comes up, really, a light, a noise, a problem, a low tire, whatever, get it into Extreme today. KLZRadio.com is the website to go to. Find them there or call direct 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't normally let their customers drive loaner vehicles to California, but they do keep their promises. It was right before Thanksgiving, and they had promised a customer he'd have his minivan back in time for his upcoming road trip. But they ran into an unexpected issue and had to order a new part, which wasn't going to arrive in time. He needed to get going, and they still had his car taken apart back in their service bays. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker had a quick discussion to figure out how they could still keep their promise. Fortunately, they happened to have a minivan available as a loaner vehicle at the time, so they decided to tell him to take it on his trip. They didn't charge him for mileage, and they made sure he was fully covered so he didn't need to worry. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will always do what they say. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, Ascent Health Center, folks, and no matter what situation you're in health-wise, and I mean that sincerely, maybe you're feeling a little depressed with everything going on. Maybe you don't have the energy you used to. Maybe you can't sleep as well. Maybe you've gained some weight through COVID and you want to take it off. Whatever it happens to be, and don't forget they've got the brain scan as well. That's Dr. Julie Marchio at Ascent Health Center, 303-343-8800, or check her out online at ascenthealthcenter.com.
Dr. Julie provides both the scientific methodology and the empathetic accountability you need to lose weight. You've lost the weight in the past, but as soon as you started slipping back into your old habits, you felt like a failure. Now you've gained all of that weight back, plus some more, and starting over seems pointless. Both John Rush and Dr. Julie understand the daily struggle of staying healthy. The HCG diet at Ascent Health Center trains your body to convert unnecessary fat into energy. But you also need the mental and emotional fortitude to help you stick with it long term. Something as simple as a daily text message from a qualified weight loss guide could make all the difference between another yo-yo diet and a true lifestyle change. Remember how much better you felt without the extra weight. Call Ascent Health Center now and mention Rush to Reason for 30% off your HCG diet plan. 303-343-8800.
Get a job. Avoid public transit. Listen to the radio. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush together with Andy Pate and Charlie Grimes behind the window. And John, are you ready?
Yes.
For a movie review?
Finally, yes, I am.
All right. Finally,
I am.
I know. Hopefully,
I'm ready to get back to normal.
Hopefully, we're going to have more of these. Hey, really quick, though, by the way, waiting 9 days on things. Don't you wish that neighbors would at least wait that long before reporting their neighbors for COVID violations?
Yeah, 9 day stay for Karens?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would love that, yes.
But that's off topic. Okay, let's get back
to that later. How's that?
Let's get back to that later. But first, does Disney have a new blockbuster on its hands? Should you see it in the theater, at home, or not at all? Let's find out with Raya and the Last Dragon.
Life. I trained to become a guardian of the Dragon Gem, but this world has changed. And its people are divided. Now, to restore peace, I must find the last dragon. My name is Raya.
My name is Raya.
I'll be back.
All right.
I just think she should say, I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Yes. Okay, John, there once was a wonderful land called Kumandra. Kumandra, the huge land.
Kumandra.
Yes, with all the kingdoms. It was a place where people were one, but terrible creatures known as the Droon. The Droon. You know, like a wild herd of Droon. You know, that's plural. They destroyed much of humanity, turning us to stone.
Oh, there must have been liberals.
Yes. Oh, okay. They were liberals.
just checking.
Darn liberals. They were everywhere.
Just checking.
Turning us into stone. These creatures were too powerful even for the mighty dragons until the last dragon banished them by summoning all the magic from a gemstone of power. Unfortunately, this also ended the last dragon. Hmm. But still, this should have fixed things, right? I mean, you got rid of the Droon, then everything should be better. But no, people are still people, and a divided mankind has formed five kingdoms, each named for a part of the dragon.
Okay.
So you have the kingdom of heart, fang, talon, spine, and tail. Just five. Although they are exploring DC statehood. So you never know, they might add one. But for now, just five parts of the kingdom. Now transport yourself 500 years later.
Okay.
So you've had all this division all that time. It's grown deeper. A heart chieftain named Benja is the guardian of the dragon gem. And that's the gem. They still have the gem that that dragon used to get rid of the Droon. And he is the guardian of it. And his daughter, Raya, is ready to take his place as guardian, to take her place by his side. Well, Raya doesn't trust the other kingdoms, but Dad wants peace. So the kingdoms have a conference, and it works out, John, even worse than a meeting of the UN. Okay, I mean, it's just bad. Long story short, the Droon are back. They're unleashed, and the dragon gem is splintered. The last dragon must be brought back. Time for a quest, by golly. So she's off on a quest.
Okay, on All a right? mission.
On a mission. And okay. I don't want to explain any more because that sets up the movie, what happens from there. Okay, what works in this movie? Well, obviously, John, the scenery was incredible.
And it's all CGI?
It's a cartoon.
Whatever, the cartoonish stuff.
It's a cartoon. And I know we always say, oh my gosh, the scenery on all these new cartoons.
Oh,
but
no, you are correct. It has come so far from what it used to be.
It has, and, you know, this is not
I remember
like,
when Lion King came out, and everybody thought, the first one.
They thought that was impressive.
And everybody thought that was super impressive. But if you look at it now versus what, or if you look at it today versus what we have now, there's no comparison.
If you look at any of the old, like, Mickey Mouse stuff,
you're like, really? We were impressed by that?
Yeah, I know. We couldn't believe.
I know.
And nowadays, back then, gosh, moving pictures. Yeah, now, whoa. And this is, I got to say.
Top notch?
Oh, wow. Yeah, in many ways, it may be the most impressive cartoonistry I've ever seen.
Wow.
In many ways.
Wow.
And the fight scenes were very cool, too. During the desert portions, there was kind of a Mad Max feel. I like that. You know, as she's going out through the desert. This is hard to explain, but there's scenes with the dragons leaping on raindrops.
Really?
And the animation of that is some of the finest I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just watching I can't hear the sound because I just wanted to see what the picture quality was like. And just watching, on a little screen, it's phenomenal.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I mean, even showing the pattern of the clothing they're wearing.
Yes.
I mean, that detailed, right?
The detail and the detail of water and everything around it, moss and everything is just incredible. Now, the second opening scene in the present, 500 years later,
right,
with her dad is excellent. And the reason I say that is the first opening scene, quite honestly, was, I think, rather unnecessary. One problem I'm going to bring up here shortly is that this movie explains too much to you and re-explains. Mm. It's kind of like, hey.
We get it.
Get on with the movie, right?
Okay.
Well, the second opening scene, though, when it's her and her dad, and she's learning of what she's going to do, wonderful. And immediately you like both of them. You got to know them. You like the characters. Also, the last 20 minutes of this movie are tremendous. It leaves a great taste in your mouth. Okay. And let's face it, when you're done with the movie, that's the last thing you remember, right?
True.
How'd it end?
Mm-hmm.
And finally, building a team. She builds a team throughout it. And it's interesting because they're capitalizing on each other's strengths. You love that in business.
Mm-hmm.
I love that in movies. Same thing. So that's pretty neat. Okay, what doesn't work? Sisu the dragon, who's played by Awkwafina.
Oh, okay.
One of my favorites. Unfortunately, she's rather unimpressive. Did you ever see, I know you didn't see the movie, but old clips like from the Neverending Story?
No.
Those dragons, they're hairy and so forth. This looks just like dragons from the Neverending Story.
Oh.
It looks like a rehash of those.
Okay.
And by the way, this is really surprising with Awkwafina. She wasn't funny enough.
Really?
Yeah. She had moments where she was cute and funny and kind of good here and then not. But it was just, you're expecting like Mushu the Dragon with Eddie Murphy or the Genie with Robin Williams. I know that's setting the bar ridiculously high, but you're expecting
but
that
she's
kind
funny,
of thing.
So let her be.
She's very funny,
right?
And yes, that's, you know what, you just said it. You know how so many times, like during the last campaign, we'd get bored with Trump because they wouldn't let Trump be Trump,
mm-hmm.
and you get kind of boring and just read off a script.
Right.
That's what she was like.
Okay.
And at times it was just Awkwafina, this wonderful comedic actress, reading lines. And it just wasn't working at times. At times it did. Right, the first 5-6 minutes, yeah. And then it just started tailing off. Okay, next. The Droon are ill-defined and poorly explained. This really hurts the story. I mean, look, they're the biggest nemesis, right? And they mentioned just a little bit of where they might have come to be, but not enough. And you really have no idea where these things, what really formed them, why they're really there. And that's kind of hard to get into. And by the way, remember Edge of Tomorrow, you know, Live, Die, Repeat mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. Tom Cruise? Mm-hmm. The Droon are obviously just basically taken directly from those characters in that. Mm-hmm. How they're like kind of a mist mm-hmm. that whips around and energy inside and all this. It was stolen. In fact, a lot of parts of this movie looked borrowed from other movies throughout. Now, the middle of the movie has far too much exposition and re-explaining the theme. It gets old. Kids were losing interest.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, one was having a meltdown. That was me. And then there was another. Yeah, about two-thirds of the way through the film, I was doing, you know, my wife's next to me, and when I start banging my head on the seat in back of me, that means pick it up, move it along.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, getting bored here. And they did at the end. It really came back. But wow, through the middle, they kept re-explaining things. So here's what this movie missed, John. Editing.
Mm.
When you watch the old movie Mulan, mm-hmm. it's so tight.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, 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 boom. And then when you watch some of these great cartoons, they just fly, right? Toy Story, boom, 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 boom. This needed editing. Here's a big thing, preachy. Pure Buddhism. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. I mean, Star Wars was Zen Buddhism. I get it. And it was cute and the Force and all this. But they really preach it as in there's really no sin. There's only fear. And so our big problem, the only reason people do bad things is because of the lack of trust. They're distrusting each other. And if you only trust first, then they can trust back and then we can all be trusting and everybody will get along because there's no actual sin driving all this. And I just want to ask these people from Disney, did you see humanity the last year?
Hmm.
Okay, everybody churned on each other over the last year during COVID. Now, I understand I'm dating this a bit, but mm-hmm. for crying out loud, we saw neighbor churning in neighbor for no reason. We saw every Karen feeling empowered to tear other people down. We saw governors destroy whole economies to get rid of a president. We saw last summer people burning cities for political reasons. This is ridiculous. Even if I weren't a Christian, if I was still an atheist, I would still believe in selfishness.
Mm.
It was silly. And here's the worst part. They kept banging the drum, man. Mm. Over and over and over and over. You know, this. They would have instances of distrust, distrust, distrust. But all we need is somebody to start that ball rolling with trust. And hey, everything's going to be okay again. And by the way, this is all coming from a movie out of China telling us all we need to trust. Which, I'm sorry, in light of what we just went through globally, I know you're not thinking about global things when you're watching a movie. I get that. And I respect that. I wouldn't either. There was just kind of this about it. You know, we're going to see a lot of stuff coming out of China with Disney because they're basically owned by China. And that's fine. I love Chinese movies. I love them. But this just struck a bad chord in that way. Now, the action was good. The story, the characters were hit and miss. Some were good. Some were, don't really care. The dragon could have been much funnier. They should have let Awkwafina be Awkwafina. When you got that kind of talent, take that leash off, let her go. They didn't do it, not enough. So here you go. Rotten Tomatoes. gave this movie, Raya and the Last Dragon, 92%. That's a little puffed up. I did think it was good, though. I gave it 3.5 stars.
3.5.
Yep. For political, 3 stars. Yay, it didn't preach at me politically. I like that. Moral, religious. Now, I'm actually, there was nothing immoral, but I'm giving it 1.5 stars.
Okay.
Because I don't like basically this lesson that the only evil is our lack of trusting one another.
Right.
Which to me seems like, I'm going to be honest, I think it's a very damaging message for young people. Haven't you ever seen adults who are way too positive with kids and send them out into the world ready to get beat to pieces because they're not ready for the real world? If you had kids watch this movie several times over, they would go out into the real world and get smacked. And that's, so for me, that's kind of a bad message. So there you go. Do I, last word, guys, do I believe you should see Raya and the Last Dragon? Yes. Do I believe you should see it on the big screen or a theater or at home? On the big screen. This is the absolute big screen. Do not waste a dime watching this at home.
Really?
Really.
Go see it on the good screen.
Oh, my goodness. This one's made for the big. You are cheating yourself. Well, but I can get it for $30 on Disney Plus. Folks, this is an event to see.
So it's that good. It's worth seeing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
There you go. Raya and the Last Dragon.
All right, folks. We'll come back. We've got a guest joining us in a minute. And we've talked a little bit about this. Actually, Andy and I did on Tuesday, HR1. And we'll get a little bit of an update from David Keating is going to join us here in this next segment, I should say. He's president of the Institute for Free Speech. We've actually interviewed David before. We'll talk about HR1 here in just 1 minute. In the meantime, Franktown Firearms is coming up. They're going to join us at 3:45, by the way, and we'll get an update of what's going on at Franktown as far as what's the waiting list like, as far as background checks go and so on. In the meantime, though, anything you need from Franktown, call them now, 720-770-7777 or klzradio.com.
Learn how to shoot with confidence at Franktown Firearms. Head trainer Karen Murray goes above and beyond Colorado state requirements in every course, from basic to advanced to tactical, providing practical training for real-world scenarios. Although the state of Colorado does not require lane time for CCW courses, you will shoot on the range during every class at Franktown because Karen believes your defensive shooting skills require practice. Classes are always small enough that everyone gets the instruction they need. For both members and non-members, the price of your class includes gun rentals, and the team at Franktown Firearms always keeps ammo in stock for you to purchase. Bring your own gun or rent one for no extra charge so you can try before you buy. Members receive a discount on all classes. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a membership today at klzradio.com/Franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free.
All right, folks, Purefoy Chevrolet. Looking at the website right now, purefoychevrolet.com, and 2021 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cabs have a $4,250 cash allowance. So buy one of the best selling American trucks made, and it, I think last year was, in fact. That's a 2021 Chevrolet Silverado 1500. You can buy that at Purefoy Chevrolet or anything else you would like as well in the entire Chevrolet lineup. And also, don't forget, they've got a full lot of used cars as well. So again, find them online, purefoychevrolet.com, or call them at 303, and there's actually a website number here, 303-900-5870.
Going into the showroom at Purefoy Chevrolet, one of the things that struck me is that the people that work there, they're just regular people. You talk to the guy that's helping you, and you get the sense of, this is just another person. He wants to help me. He wants to make sure that I get the right car. He's asking the right questions, but without being pushy. I just get a sense that he's really invested in what I need to find for my family and for me.
Rolly Purefoy is not somebody who would ever brag about himself, but he has an incredible history with Chevrolet, and that's why he cares about those vehicles so much. He's actually been a test driver for some of the models, and he's even had some input in the design. If you just ask Rolly some questions about his history, he has the most fascinating stories. He's one of those owners who will just chat with you like an ordinary person. He's just one of those people you really need to meet. I would highly recommend Purefoy Chevrolet. They're a really remarkable group of people.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Loveton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, would love to help you with your financial planning. And keep in mind, there are certain things you can do this year for last year's taxes. For example, putting money into your retirement account and so on. And Al can advise you on all of that and how to do that and what's best for you. Go to klzradio.com or 303-744-1128.
You don't need to worry about outliving your money or how to fund extended care. Your retirement plan with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial provides contingencies for big unexpected expenses or sudden losses in the stock market so you can rest easy. Founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, has spent more than 30 years listening to people's biggest worries about retirement, and he's ready to set your mind at ease. Al has always been a careful listener, and after decades of hearing people fret about whether or not their money would last, he decided to specialize in retirement planning so he could protect people from huge healthcare costs and market volatility. 16 years later, Al knows how to direct your assets to the right places, preserving your wealth for the rest of your life. Tell him your concerns, and he'll create a plan that will help you sleep well at night. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and we're getting our next guest lined up here in a moment. And for those of you, real quick, that missed us on Tuesday talking about HR 1, just don't know why it's, well, I do know why it's a 1, because it's will be numbered according to what they put through, and that must be number 1.
Right.
There you have it.
Which, by the way, shows their priorities that they
That's
wanted
what
this
I was
one
just
gonna first.
Say. They want this one through first.
It's not about serving; it's about power. That's what that entire party is about now.
And we've talked about this a couple of times this week, folks, and we're going to keep talking about it because this is one of those things that they call it the Free People Act, or you know, for the people, things like that. It's anything but.
Oh yeah, this is a complete takeover of the election system. That's all it is.
This is for the politicians, not the people.
Well, you know, John, really quick here, it's like those who are for open borders, aren't they really sending the message, rather than wanting Americans to decide their future, we want to replace you with other voters. We want to overwhelm you with waves of other voters who we can buy for cheap.
It's a good way of saying it. Yeah.
And you got big tech titans. You know, you got these people who say, well, but they got to pay a fee to become a citizen. Are you kidding? Big tech titans will pay that fee in a heartbeat. So if you're a big tech titan and you're a big Democrat donor, are you not going to put out a few million to buy a bunch of votes? Yeah,
sure.
I'll buy your citizenship.
Sure.
What do you owe, $8,000 or whatever it is, $2,000? Yeah, I'll pay for that for every voter.
Well, in the way that some states are going, I'm not sure you'll need to be a citizen to vote.
No, of course not. But
so
I'm just saying,
what's the payola then?
Agreed. But I'm just saying, even if you had to, because you got these people who say, well, but we're making it so they got to pay their way and earn their way and do this. I'm thinking, dudes, they got sponsors, big trillionaires, basically, who will pay that in a heartbeat just to get the votes.
You know what always irritates me about that camp also?
Yeah.
And I had some arguments with some folks via the text line here recently along those lines is, well, you know, illegal aliens, when they get here, they're, you know, they're model citizens. They're so worried about getting caught doing anything that they're model citizens.
Right.
Well, I guess they forget on the front side that they are illegal here in the first place, so they've already broken the law. How are they model citizens?
They're not.
Thank you. Oh, so we got somebody sitting in. Okay, Luke, is it Walkup? Make sure I see your last name correctly.
Yeah, you got it right there.
Perfect. Thank you very much for joining us. Let's talk about HR 1. We were just talking about it a moment ago, Andy and I. We did talk about it earlier in the week. This is a big, big deal because the way I see it, if this passes some way, somehow, the Republic as we know it goes away.
Well, it's certainly a bill you could talk about for weeks and weeks and weeks. It's, you know, 800 pages as the House passed it. Touches everything from elections and voting
right.
to ethics for public officials to campaign finance and free speech. And those provisions of the bill are what we're really concerned about. I'm the communications director at the Institute for Free Speech. We're a nonpartisan nonprofit. And we think there are a lot of unconstitutional provisions in the bill. And a lot of things that would really, really harm democracy by limiting people's ability to speak out about what's going on in government.
Agree. And, you know, one of the things about it, and again, we talked about this sort of in depth through the week, and appreciate you joining us today, because I think this is something we need to make sure we keep in the front and center of people's, you know, minds right now, so they understand exactly what's going on. But basically, I see this, Luke, as it's essentially a takeover of the elections on a federal level, which means, and for those listening, this is not a takeover from a conservative party. This is a takeover from the other party.
It certainly makes things a lot more partisan. Again, you know, we're a free speech organization, so I can't really comment on the election-related provisions
of
the bill. But
I can, and
yeah,
I did.
We can.
Certainly. But even in the political speech parts of that, you know, this would turn the Federal Election Commission into a partisan agency.
Right.
The FEC does all the regulation of the political speech laws and the campaign finance laws. They enforce that stuff. That was set up after Watergate, after President Nixon had used the government to go after all of his political enemies. Congress's response was, we're going to create an independent bipartisan agency, three Republicans, three Democrats, so one side can't use the law as a weapon against the other. H.R. 1 takes away one of those seats, makes it a five-member agency under the president's control, gives the chair a bunch of new powers. It's a partisan takeover
yes.
of campaign finance.
Yes.
Hey, Luke, do you mind? Give us some of the logistics of this. What kind of extra power does this give to where they could overrun, you know, make it basically one party running things?
Well, it certainly would make it a lot harder to criticize politicians and elected officials. It regulates a lot more speech. You know, right now, basically, there are a lot of regulations that you're trying to influence elections, but you are allowed to talk about what government is doing. You're allowed to talk about elected officials' agendas freely. And this is going to basically bring a lot of campaign finance-style regulation anytime you're going to want to even name an elected official in reference to, you know, talking about legislation, talking
right.
about a judicial nomination. So all these nonprofits that have existed forever and that we rely on to be experts and to be watchdogs, you know, they're going to have a new muzzle on them. It's going to be a lot harder to talk about and certainly to criticize anybody in power.
Yeah, and to your point, there's a lot to do with this. I mean, we highlighted some things earlier in the week and we'll continue to do so, but you know, if you read this is the thing that really bothers me the most, Luke, is if you read the sort of intro to this bill and what it says, the average American reading it would say, "Yeah, let's pass that. It sounds fantastic." Until you start digging into some of the things you just mentioned.
Yeah, I've seen so many press reports just call this a voting rights bill. And here we are, a free speech organization, saying no.
No, it's not that at all.
Of pages
you're right.
Of speech rules in here. And the House passed this thing after one committee hearing that lasted about 2 hours. They didn't have a single witness testify to the threats to free speech in the bill. So it's no wonder people don't know what's in this. They haven't been given any opportunity to find out. It's been completely rushed through the House. And, you know, hopefully the Senate now will be able to put a microscope on what's going on here, because it's been incredibly misleading, the marketing around this.
Okay, Luke, really quick here. Ken Buck from Colorado, he put out a statement, and it said these things. And just say yes or no to these. First of all, he says, this radical legislation would get rid of all voter ID laws. Is that true, or is that an exaggeration? Is it partially true?
I don't know. I'm sorry. You'd have to get someone who's an expert.
I read that part of the bill. That's true, Andy.
Okay, that's true.
Yes.
Number two, it would create automatic online voter registration.
Yes, that is true as well.
Wow.
Yes, I read that part too. That's true, yes.
So automatic.
Yes, automatic.
Just register everybody.
The other thing about this, and Luke, I'm not trying to correct you by any means, but there's a section of this bill also that talks about, you know, democracy restoration. And for me, as a conservative, or really just as an American, it always bothers me when we use that word, because we are not a democracy. I think we're doing disjustice to the country every single time we use that, because we're not a democracy. We're a republic. We have individual rights and representation. A democracy is mob rule, and I don't want that in this country, nor do I want a democracy restoration section of H.R. 1.
Well, certainly, the people pushing this bill don't have a very strong grasp of the basics of our governments and our and our rights. You know, I don't, you know, one thing that astounds me is that you could try to say we're going to improve democracy by limiting people's speech. We're going to improve democracy by subsidizing politicians' campaigns with public money, which is another thing that Bill
But Luke, you know, and real quick, just to interject, in a way, that's exactly what democracy does, is what you just said. It does limit free speech. Mob rule says, if I don't like what you're saying, I'm going to shut you down. Therein, to me, lies the problem when any of us, no matter what side of the party, you know, what side of the party line you're on, when you start wording, you know, using the word democracy, to me, that's a problem in and of itself, because you're essentially saying it's okay to shut down free speech, because that's what democracy does, by the way.
It's certainly true that we are a republic, and you know, when people are a little bit unclear about that stuff, it creates wrong ideas. You know, I am fine with people talking about democracy when what they mean is, you know, government of, by, and for the people, and they're not, you know, not necessarily direct democracy, constitutional democracy with the Bill of Rights. You know, I think free speech facilitates those values, helps make it better.
Agree.
And so a huge part of this bill is making government less of, by, and for the people, and more about the politicians and the insiders in D.C.
I agree. And to your point, anytime we start limiting free speech with any kind of a bill, we, again, as I said earlier when we opened up, this bill is very, very, very dangerous. This is not just about, you know, the voting rights of an individual citizen of the United States of America. This is really almost in a way becoming a new Bill of Rights, if you would, for the country, and actually minimizing some of the other Bill of Rights we already have.
It's a huge step in that direction. You know, I think it's the most threatening legislation of free speech we've seen probably in a generation. And it's not even being talked about. So,
no.
You know, people are being sold a false bill of goods here. And I'm really glad to hear you guys have been talking about this, because it's a really, really important issue.
Luke, let's talk politically for just one moment here. Might we have a roadblock in the Senate to this and other such efforts?
Good
and
question.
That roadblock being two words, Joe Manchin.
Good question.
Yeah, they'd have to, you know, overcome a filibuster to pass this. You know, there's been reports that they're trying to persuade people to create a limited exception for civil rights legislation, which they're going to call this. You know, the 2019, the very similar bill to this also passed the House, did not come to the floor in the Senate, as Republican Senate. But yeah, with the filibuster, I think the fate of the bill is uncertain. And the Senate hasn't even released their version of it yet. So we're still waiting to see what that is and how it compares to the House bill.
But okay. Luke, you can call anything a civil rights bill, because
true.
Anything that in any way, shape, or form affects groups that you feel are disaffected, you can call a civil rights bill. So in that way, you basically get rid of the filibuster. Am I right?
Yeah, I'm not telling you that that what they're saying is correct. I'm just trying to sell
yeah.
it.
Yeah, you guys are correct.
And I, you know, I don't know what'll ultimately happen there, but yeah, on the House side, you know, every Republican voted against this, as they did in 2019, and even had one Democrat vote against it this time. So you know, we'll see on the Senate side, but at the moment, you know, there's. I mean, it's a very partisan issue. To the extent that there's any bipartisanship here, it's in the opposition.
All right, Institute for Free Speech. Luke, how do folks find you?
You can find us online. Our website's at ifs.org for Institute for Free Speech, and you can look us up on Facebook and Twitter.
Luke, I appreciate it very much, and we are very passionate about free speech here, as you can tell. And it, to me, it's one of those things that, again, if we lose that, if we lose the Second Amendment and we lose free speech as a country, we're done. Stick a fork in it. We might as well just become some other country, because without those two things, we're dead.
Well, thank you for having me. I agree 100%. Free speech is a huge part of what makes America America.
That's right.
And we should do everything we can to preserve it.
Luke, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend, sir.
Thank you.
You bet. One other thing real quick, Andy, I wanted to add to, I don't know if Ken Buck included this in his list, but there's also a provision, Title 10, Presidential and Vice Presidential Tax Transparency. What they're trying to do there is to make sure that anybody running for office or even becomes president, you know, they've got access to tax returns and all those sorts of things, which has been a big a big problem, if you would, for the liberals and the Democrats when it comes to Trump and his tax returns, even though those knuckleheads couldn't read any of it if they had to. I mean, they couldn't understand it, I should say, if they had to.
Leave it to the Democrats to always carve out the one thing that they think could temporarily help them. But notice that they don't want you to have to reveal your foreign contacts. Okay, your foreign commitments and so forth, which would have just cratered Joe Biden this last election.
Yeah, there's so much in this bill that's bad. Back to Luke's point a moment ago, this thing is super long. There are a lot of things in it. It's not as simple as what the intro to this bill makes it sound. This would be a devastating bill if passed to our country and to the republic. In fact, I will go as far as to say if this passes, you're done. Sorry. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just being very realistic. This thing changes the game for everybody.
Agreed.
It's a done deal.
I'm predicting it won't.
I hope you're right. I think you are, and I hope you are.
I hope so.
All right, we'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning is next. And if you need help with your estate planning, which you do, you don't want to do this on your own or go online and do it, get Michael Bailey to help you with it. It's a very inexpensive thing to do, and he'll make sure that things are handled so that if you leave this earth, what you leave behind is taken care of, including those you love. 720-394-6887 or find him at klzradio.com.
KLZ's mobile estate planner doesn't exclusively talk about death and dying. He also wants to help you plan for the rest of your life. Your estate plan with Michael Bailey Law protects you and your loved ones during your lifetime by establishing a medical power of attorney and a financial power of attorney now, while you still have all of your mental and physical capacities. That way, you and your family never need to go through the painful experience of trying to make those decisions during a crisis. Set up a free consultation with Michael Bailey now at klzradio.com/estate.
All right, a good shop. We look outside right now and think, hey, I don't need a body shop. It's beautiful outside. Well, accidents happen even in dry weather.
No, everything's going to be fine from here on forward.
Yeah, perfect.
The
right?
Sun's out.
There we go. Yeah, well, I wish that were true, but accidents happen regardless. And sometimes I shake my head and just think, okay, but it did. And by the way, for those of you listening, you probably already know this, but the majority of accidents happen in parking lots, not even out on the highways. So you can be at the shopping mall, anywhere else, and have an accident, gas station, whatever. So if that happens, you end up with a dinged up car, a good shop can take care of you. They've got a great estimating tool that's built right onto the website at agoodshop.us. But hey, find them today at klzradio.com or 720-541-7697.
You've already decided to take your vehicle to a good shop for auto body work because you know you'll get your vehicle back faster. Now get ready to be wowed. Al Sturm founded a good shop because he wanted to offer his customers convenient service while controlling the quality of his work. Once you go online to get your virtual mobile estimate at klzradio.com/collision, stop by a good shop in North Glen or Commerce City after hours to drop off your vehicle any day, anytime. Because they have so many different OE certifications, giving them access to parts directly from the manufacturers, Al and his team at a good shop have more control over how long your repairs will take. But more importantly, you know you can trust the safety of your vehicle. Customers continue to come back and refer friends and family because of the wow factor of their flawless finished product. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs.
Your company is bleeding time and money, and John Rush will find those leaks. You're too stuck in day-to-day weeds to step back and see the big picture. You need a qualified, experienced business coach to take stock of your expenses and see where you and your employees are wasting time and money. John firmly believes that every business owner needs a coach because you're too close to the situation to be objective. Email John now and make more money. John@rushtoreason.com.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. Nathan, Franktown Firearms, how are you today, sir?
I am doing well, staying busy. How are you, sir?
Actually, the same, and I guess we always ask this first because I know it's the first thing folks want to know, so I might as well just get it out there. What's the wait time like right now if you want to go buy a gun?
About 20 minutes. They dropped it down pretty significantly.
Awesome. Nothing wrong with that. Take that. That's easy. You can just shop around, go to the range, do whatever, and then leave with a gun.
Yeah, we've been telling people, buy some ammo, buy some guns, go have lunch, come back, shoot them.
Right, exactly. So, okay, so walk us through, and we get this all the time. There's folks out there listening that, you know, like myself, that own numerous weapons. There's others out there listening that have thought about it and maybe have just like, yeah, you know, I don't know if it's the right time. And now they're realizing with everything we've gone through with COVID and so on, that, yeah, maybe now is the time. How do you walk a new person through buying a gun?
First off, we figure out what their needs are. If they're wanting something that's going to be concealable, if they're looking for something home defense related, or they're trying to check more than one box, typically we recommend multiple firearms. But after we figure out their needs, it's going to be getting them in their hands, which we have a great selection in stock still, on the wall, long guns, in the case, handguns, and revolvers. And it's basically saying, okay, what are you looking to do with it? What are you wanting to do with it? And off to the races we go.
All right. So I know you guys have a range. You also have a certain amount of, you know, rental guns, if you would, you know, things that folks can shoot and try on the front side. What's that selection like? So if somebody comes out and there's a particular, you know, brand of gun they've been looking at, or maybe their buddy told them to buy it, can they shoot that?
For the most part, yes, absolutely. If we don't have it in our rental program, typically one of the employees owns it and has brought it with them to work. And on more than one occasion, I have let somebody shoot one of my SIGs or one of my Glocks just so they know how it handles.
Okay.
And usually that helps make the decision and puts them in one.
Well, you know, because one of the things I know, Nathan, again, a lot of folks don't think about, especially if you're, you know, it's sort of like buying cars. I mean, I'm a car guy, you know that. And, you know, I know in the car world, literally, I mean, you get 100 different opinions on which particular vehicle to go buy. And I always say, listen, it really comes down to the driver, what you like, what you want, what fits you, and ultimately what does the job you want it to do. Buying a gun, I look at it as exactly the same way. Just because, you know, Joe Schmo next door at the cubicle likes such and such doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a good fit for me.
100% correct. Absolutely. Best thing that we have is the range next to us built onto the back end there, and that lets people actually kind of like a test drive, test it before
Sure.
you buy it type of thing, and that's always going to be helpful. But you're always going to have the typically male family member or family friend influence that's going to say, go buy this one, you won't have any regrets. And oftentimes we will have people come in looking for a specific one, and they will not leave with it. They find something Yep. else that suits them better.
That's right.
They like the way it feels a little bit better. And whether that's a long gun, handgun, AR, revolver, whatever, it's
Yep.
ultimately getting it into your hand and having the ability to practice and shoot it on the range usually is what seals the deal. And you could say, I've done a million hours of research, this and that, but once it gets in your hand,
yep.
you know how it feels.
You're right.
And you tend to know how it's going to behave.
You know what? Everything you just said, and even myself, as you know, many guns as I've owned over the years and the different things I've done, and as long as I've been shooting, I, for example, at one point bought a Sig Sauer, and you know, and by the way, I love that brand of gun. I think it's one of the best brands of guns, frankly, made. I think they do a really great job. So I wanted one, so I bought one. Nathan, the way my hands are and how that gun fit me, as much as I love the brand itself and realize it's a great it's a great weapon. It's a great tool, if you would, and they've done a fabulous job. But for me personally, it does not fit my hands at all, and it was one of the first things I sold after buying one.
And that does come up, and that's where with us having a decent selection of handguns in the case, you are able to feel them before you buy them. You can't shoot the new ones, but like I said, typically the very popular ones, whether subcompact, compact, full-size, we love our work. We tend to put our paycheck back into mm-hmm. the store in the term of firearms and sure. ammunition. So I've brought guns from home for clients to practice with to see if it's something that they would like to order in. I've brought hard-to-find ammunition and let them shoot a couple rounds off, see how they like the kick. And oftentimes that little bit of customer service goes a little bit of extra way to where they're comfortable. And you know us, we're just a bunch of rednecks out here in the middle of nowhere, but we pride ourselves on the customer service side.
I'm just a redneck on air, so don't, you know, we're in like company. I got a question for you. Let's say somebody out there is listening to us and made a similar mistake like I made. They bought a gun that really doesn't fit them. They don't like it, or they made a mistake and bought it for their wife or girlfriend, or it doesn't really fit them. What kind of a trade-in, trade-up program do you guys have, or can you consign that gun and get rid of it for them?
Absolutely. So we do have a consignment section and program. Basically, we will look up the Kelley Blue Book equivalent of guns,
okay.
Putting it out there as a car reference. And we have basically set a high and a low. We work with the client as it pertains to what they want as their bottom take-home dollar. We don't take a percentage of it. We just price it a little bit above it just to, you know, help keep the lights on a little bit.
But, no, you have a cost of overhead there. There's nothing. I would have no problem with that. I would hope no one else would either. You've got a cost of doing business, and you're helping with a transaction and making something happen that's also legal and everything works. And, you know, let's face it, Nathan, there's a lot of folks out there listening that it would be a very, you know, scary, let's face it, scary proposition for them to try to get rid of a gun and do it in the proper manner and so on. You guys take the fear and really you're taking the pain out of it. You're just making it really easy for them.
Yeah, and we have a couple different options for that. So we have the consignment route. We do have the trade-in value route. Typically, it's a little bit less, but it is instant. So basically, you can take that credit, apply it towards something that you like the way it feels, like the way it shoots. Or we do offer safe haven in that sense. If you're doing a person-to-person transfer, we legally hold on to it until the buyer is told basically by the state that they are allowed to leave with the firearm. So kind of just safe travels on three different fronts there for someone trying to get out of something and into something new.
Well, it's like the car side of it. We talk about peace of mind on that end. That's really what you guys are doing on the firearm side, is just giving people peace of mind and making sure those transactions work properly. And at the end of the day, making the money side work as well.
Absolutely. We're not price gouging. Everything we have is at or below MSRP, and that's holsters, accessories, ammunition, and firearms. And we did get a big ammo shipment yesterday.
Great.
We got full shelves, and we raised the limited box limit up to 2 per person per caliber per day. So if you're wanting more of it, bring the family, and you can leave with 6, 8, however many boxes typically is allocated to you.
That's awesome. Nathan, it's always a joy having you. I know folks can listen to you on Saturdays also at 2 o'clock for Shooting the Breeze, and that replays again on Monday. So thanks for all you do. You're a great partner, and we really appreciate it, Nathan.
Oh, we love everything that you guys do. We love chatting with you and, you know, spreading the love of the Second Amendment.
That's right on, man. I appreciate it, sir. Have a great evening and a good weekend.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Nathan. That is Franktown Firearms. And folks, again, you can find them at klzradio.com. Now, another great organization that's a part of what we do here and a great partner with us is Novus Auto Glass. There's locations up and down our listening audience. Find one near you by going to rushtoreason.com/Novus. And don't forget to go to klzradio.com. Look for Novus. Fill out that form there, and they'll send you a pack of their stickers or Band-Aids, basically. If you get a chip in the windshield, you put that on, and it keeps that from getting contaminated until you can get it fixed. So again, go to klzradio.com and find Novus.
Take control of the process with Novus Auto Glass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops, so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Auto Glass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. Your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle, so quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Auto Glass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass now at RushToReason.com.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. Breaking news, Denver Mayor Michael Hancock appears to be headed for a reprieve politically once his term ends in 2023. He wants to go enjoy family and life for a while and earn a decent living. He told Axios, keep in mind he makes $180,000 a year as Denver's mayor, but he wants to go make some real money.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure we'll get a real good mayor now in Denver. It's not going to make any difference.
No, we won't, Andy.
He's awful. The next one will be awful. They're all awful.
I will say, though, that he's actually, when it comes to a list of awful, he's got to be right up there towards the top. I've never liked him from day one.
Oh, he's horrifying.
He's awful. He'd rather talk about the Broncos than how to run the town.
Yeah.
Just my own 2 cents. But all right, we'll be back. Movie reviews. What are we doing next?
We are going to do Respect Your Elders, John.
Okay.
Great characters who are elderly characters.
All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Hour number 2 is next on this Friday edition, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.